Title: Dub Chamber Sends From Scratch with Live 12 Stock Packs Advanced. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a proper Dub Chamber Sense setup from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices and stock packs, aimed directly at drum and bass and jungle workflows. This is not the Make a Beautiful Reverb lesson. This is controlled space, short, characterful rooms that you throw hits into, then shape with filtering, saturation, gating, and some feedback moves so the groove stays clean and the atmosphere gets weighty. By the end you'll have two return tracks you can basically play like instruments. Return A is your main dub chamber, tight, dark, and always usable. Return B is your dub throw, longer, more dramatic, and built for automation moments like bar 8s, 16s, and 32s. Before we touch devices, quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 176 BPM. Any modern DNB tempo works, but I'll be thinking like 174. Now create two return tracks. Rename them A, dub chamber, B, dub throw. A couple rules that will save you instantly. 1. Returns are 100% wet. Don't build a return and then blend dry signal in the devices. Keep it clean. Dry stays on the source track, wet lives on the return. 2. Do not send your kick and sub to these returns. If you ever want bass ambience, do it as a separate mid-bass only send later with aggressive high pass. But for this lesson, kick and sub stay basically dry. Now, return A. This is the bed. If you mute it, you should miss it, but you shouldn't constantly hear reverb. That's the whole vibe. First, we pre-filter. This is huge in DNB because reverb mud builds fast. On return A, drop an EQ 8 first. Set a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. If your drums are thick or your mix is already busy, don't be scared to go higher. The point is, the chamber should not be lighting up your low end. Then optionally add a gentle dip in the boxy zone, around 350 to 600 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, with a medium EQ, like 1.2-ish. You're not carving a cannon, you're just preventing that cardboard room sound. Then add a low-pass filter, 12 dB per octave, around 10 to 12 kHz. This is part of the dub vibe. Darker, less fizzy. You can always open it later. After EQ 8, add utility. If you want width, set width somewhere like 120 to 150%, but don't automatically max this out. If your track already has wide tops, you might keep it near 110. Then turn on bass mono and set it around 160 Hz. This is one of those why does my mix suddenly feel more professional switches. You're keeping low mid energy stable in the center, while the higher reverb can still spread. Now we build the chamber body. Drop hybrid reverb next. For return A, start in the reverb mode, not convolution. We want clean, controllable, and tight. Pick an algorithm like chamber or room. Choose the one that sounds tighter in your context. Don't overthink it. You can swap later. Set decay time around 0.6 to 1.1 seconds. Yes, that's short. This is rolling music. Constant long reverb is how you erase drum transients. Set pre-delay around 8 to 18 milliseconds. This is a big deal. Pre-delay is not just clarity, it's groove alignment. At 174 BPM, a 1/64 note is about 21 milliseconds. So if you aim pre-delay around 10 to 22 ms and nudge by ear, you can get the chamber to answer the snare instead of stepping on it. Size around 25 to 45%. We're not in a cathedral, it's a chamber. Inside hybrid reverb, also use its low cut and high cut. Low cut around 200 to 350 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 9 kHz. And yes, even if you already high-passed earlier, you can cut again inside the reverb. That's normal. Think of it like multiple bouncers at the door. Keep wet at 100%, because it's a return. Now add movement, but be subtle. Drop chorus ensemble after the reverb. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Slow. Amount around 10 to 20%. Width around 120 to 160%. Mix around 10 to 25%. What you're doing here is creating a slight pitch smear and modulation, so the chamber feels alive, not like a static algorithm sitting behind the drums. If you can clearly hear chorus wobble, it's too much. This is feel it more than hear it. Then add saturator after that. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. In DNB, this often just works. It thickens and controls peaks. If it gets harsh, don't panic. Pull drive down, or darken later with EQ. Saturation after reverb is a classic dub move. It makes the space feel physical and driven, like the chamber itself is being pushed. Now post-shaping. Add a second EQ 8 after saturator. This is where you do resonance control. Do a quick sweep with a narrow bell, Q around 6 to 10, and if you find ringing, cut it by 3 to 8 dB. Usually you'll find something annoying in the mid-range depending on your reverb settings. If your cymbals start to fizz when you send hats, add a gentle high shelf down around 8 to 12 kHz. You're trying to keep the return smooth and dark. Now the thing that makes this whole setup actually usable in a DNB mix, ducking. Add a compressor at the end of return A and enable sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your drum bus or a kick and snare group. Ratio, somewhere between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack, 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release, 60 to 140 milliseconds. Set it by feel. If it's pumping weirdly, adjust release until it breathes with the groove. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. This means the chamber is audible in the gaps but it never masks the punch. And quick coach note, gain staging on returns matters more than you think. Treat returner like a mini mix bus. You want it peaking somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS before any final safety limiter. If you're slamming the return, you won't hear space. You'll hear limiter doing violence. That's return A. Now return B. This is your punctuation. It should not be on all the time. It's for throws. Last snare of 8. A vocal chop tail. A stab that needs drama. A little moment of chaos that still stays controlled. First, pre-filter, and we go more aggressive here. Drop auto filter at the top. Choose a low pass, 12 or 24 dB slope. Set frequency around 6 to 10 kHz so it's instantly dark. Resonance around 10 to 20%. A little whistle is okay. In fact, a slightly resonant low pass is part of that dungeon tone. We'll map this frequency later so you can spotlight the throw by opening the filter briefly, then closing it again. After auto filter, at EQ 8, high pass 24 dB per octave around 250 to 400 Hz. Again, this is throws. You do not need low end in a throw chamber. If it boxes up, dip around 500 Hz. Now the space. Add hybrid reverb, and this time try convolution mode. Pick a small or medium chamber or room impulse from stock content. You're looking for tight rooms, not huge halls. Set decay around 1.4 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds. High cut around 5 to 8 kHz. Low cut around 250 to 450 Hz. Wet at 100%. If convolution starts feeling too real and messy, remember this. Real rooms have ugly low mid buildup, so cut more than you think, and then add character back with subtle modulation later if needed. Now the classic dub trick. Feedback illusion without actually setting the reverb to infinite. Put echo after the reverb. Time. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4. 1/8 is usually more energetic. 1/4 is more spacious. Feedback, 25 to 45%. Be careful. It gets out of hand fast. In echo's filter, darken it. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Add a bit of modulation for wobble, but keep it tasteful. Stereo. Around 80 to 120% depending on your mix. Mix, 20 to 45%. Remember, this is on a return. We're blending effect into effect. What this creates is that dub ghost repeat behind the snare or vocal. The reverb tail feeds into delay taps, so it blooms without just becoming a long wash. Optional but super DNB. Gated for rhythm. Drop a gate after echo. Adjust threshold until the tails cut cleanly between hits. Return can be around 0 to 6 dB if needed. Hold, 10 to 30 ms. Release, 80 to 180 ms. This gives you that verb breath effect, where the ambience speaks in tempo instead of spilling everywhere. If you want an even more tempo lock chop without relying on thresholds, you can swap the gate idea for autopan with a squarish shape at 1/8 or 1/16. Phase at 0 degrees gives you a mono chop. 180 gives you more stereo movement. Now safety. Put a limiter at the end of return B. Always. Echo feedback spikes are unpredictable, and the whole point is to be able to get hyped and push feedback during transitions without nuking your master. Alright, routing and send strategy. This is where these returns become musical. Send your snare to return A little bit constantly. Try somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB send level. Start at minus 12 and adjust. Send your hats and tops to return A very lightly, like minus 24 to minus 16. This is glue, not a wash. Vocal chops and stabs are amazing into return B, but mostly as momentary throws. Try vocal chop throw sends around minus 18 to minus 6 and stabs around minus 12 up to even 0 for a single hit, but automate it. Don't leave it there. And a big mindset shift. Treat sends as transient sensitive throws, not static ambience. Instead of turning the send up and leaving it, keep the send low and then spike it on selected hits. The room will sound bigger because the contrast is bigger, even if the average level is lower. Now ducking target choice, because this changes the entire feel. If you sidechain ducking from kick only, the reverb breathes around the kick. Great for rollers. If you sidechain from snare only, the chamber becomes a snare response effect. That's classic dub call and response. If you sidechain from the whole drum bus, it's the cleanest, but sometimes less interactive. There is no right, but you should choose on purpose. Next, macro control. This is how you make these returns playable. Group the devices on return A into an Audino effect rack. Map a few key macros. Chamber time, which is hybrid reverb decay. Dark or light, which can be the post EQ low pass frequency. Width, map to utility width. Duck amount, map to compressor threshold. Grit, map to saturator drive. Pre-delay, map to hybrid reverb pre-delay. Now group return B and map. Pro time, the reverb decay. Echo feedback. Filter frequency, the auto filter cutoff. Gate tightness, usually gate release. Duck amount if you're also sidechaining this return. Output trim, use utility gain so you can safely ride it. One advanced trick I really recommend for return B, ghost feedback that never runs away. Put echo in its own little rack. Create a macro where, as you turn it up, echo feedback increases, but echo output level or a utility gain after it decreases slightly. That way you can push into drama without the return getting dangerously loud. It's like a safety harness for hype. Quick mono sanity check, because widening returns can mess you up. If you're pushing width or chorus, periodically set utility width to 0% just to confirm the chamber still works in mono. If it collapses badly, reduce modulation width, and keep low mids mono earlier in the chain. Wide ambience is great, but not if it disappears on a club system. Now arrangement ideas. This is where this technique turns into actual D&B storytelling. Every 8 bars, automate a snare send spike into return B on the last snare before the phrase changes. That's your punctuation. Pre-drop tension, slowly darken return B by pulling the auto filter frequency down while nudging echo feedback slightly higher. It starts to feel like the room is closing in. Jungle fills. Pick one ghost hit in an amen or break, like a little mid-frequency tick, and only send that one hit to return B. Your brain hears it as an intentional dub response instead of the break has reverb on it. Drop clarity move. On the drop, reduce return a decay by 10 to 20% so the drums feel more forward, but the depth is still there. And here's a spicy one. Right before the drop, don't just reduce reverb, hard cut it. This audio version is shortened for playback.